President Obama has kept his distance from the super committee. Unlike the budget battles earlier this year, there were no bargaining sessions at the White House, no presidential motorcades to Capitol Hill. Now that the committee appears to have failed, NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the reasons behind the president's hands-off approach.
President Obama offered a roadmap for deficit reduction back in September, as the super committee was just getting started. And 10 days ago, he called the committee co-chairs from Air Force One to offer encouragement. In between, he's mostly stayed out of the way. He told reporters during his recent Asia-Pacific tour, members of Congress need to bite the bullet and do the responsible thing.
Now, I've put forward a very detailed approach that would achieve $3 trillion plus in savings. And it's the sort of balanced approach that the American people prefer.
But Mr. Obama's roadmap faced the same obstacles that have blocked deficit-cutting proposals all year long. Republicans' resistance to tax hikes, and Democrats' unwillingness to cut favored programs without them. Knowing what a bumpy ride was in store, Mr. Obama stayed out of the driver's seat. That's a marked contrast to his intense involvement during cliffhanger budget talks during the spring and summer. Democratic pollster Jeff Garin says the difference this time is there was no imminent government shutdown and no immediate threat of a federal default.
There's not this sense of a looming consequence for failure.
Sure, the stock market tumbled today as lawmakers lived down to rock-bottom expectations, but the government can still meet its minimum deficit-cutting target through automatic spending cuts. And since those cuts aren't set to take effect for more than a year, there's no immediate fallout for the economy. Garin adds even if Mr. Obama tried to play a more active role with the super committee, it might have backfired.
What both Democrats and Republicans on the super committee have said is that it's not clear that the president's immediate involvement would be that helpful. The Republicans, it's like a bull reacting to a red cape.
Still, Mr. Obama's hands-off approach has drawn criticism from the GOP. In New Hampshire yesterday, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney said the president should have done more to help the committee find consensus.
He's done nothing. It is another example of failed leadership. He has not taken personal responsibility.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell went further, suggesting Mr. Obama was actively rooting for the super committee to fail.
You see, if the joint committee succeeds, it steps on the storyline that they've been peddling, which is that you can't do anything with the Republicans in Congress.
The White House came to that storyline rather late, after Republicans had walked away from multiple efforts to strike a grand bargain on the deficit. Mr. Obama showed during the summer's debt ceiling debate he's willing to compromise and bargain directly with Republicans, but results are what matter, Garin says. And when those talks collapsed, the president paid a price.
It's not that the public was giving the president or anyone else an A for effort. It was really a low point for the whole process.
Since then, Mr. Obama's been more aggressive about calling out Republicans for their opposition to popular measures to promote jobs and tax the wealthy. His approval ratings have inched up a bit. Matt Bennett of the centrist Democratic group Third Way still wants to see some grand bargain on the deficit, but since that's not likely to come from the super committee, Bennett says Mr. Obama is wise to keep his distance.
There is really no value in it for the president getting his hands dirty as they muck around trying to get to a deal. But I think it's probably good politics for him to stay out of this at this stage.
The White House said today there's still time to strike a deficit-cutting deal before the automatic spending cuts take effect in 2013. But spokesman Jay Carney added, that's Congress's responsibility. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.